Yeah, you already know what it is. 237. No place like home. Catch me on the stoop. And today, when the East is in the house.
Oh my God, baby.
Huh? But we gonna let him introduce himself. We gonna let him introduce himself today, baby. Go ahead.
You already know, City the Great, East New York, Certified Nation. You know, protege of the legendary Special Ed and Cool Rock Ski. Hip hop student. You know what I'm saying? The definition of the it factor.
Yeah, there's a lot of that was a lot of stuff there, cause you know, we grew up, we from Brooklyn. First of all, you know what I'm saying? Today is Palm Sunday. You know what I'm saying? You from Brooklyn, right? New York, man. This weekend and next weekend. Between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, where would you be with your freshest? And I ain't just talking about church, because you know, yeah, we might have went to church. But where would you be this weekend, fresh to death?
Back in the day?
Back in the day.
And describe it. Describe the feeling. Describe the Palm Sunday. Describe the Easter feeling. What it used to be like.
We talking about Easter
weekend.
Palm Sunday. In Brooklyn,
where would you be?
Now, a lot of times, we used to go to Coney Island.
That's all I want to hear.
That's where we gonna be at. You know what I mean? If you wasn't there, I don't know where you was from.
You might have hit 40 deuce. You might have went to the movies.
Coney Island was a day. You might get your Easter clothes messed up in Coney Island.
Real talk.
It was springtime. It's spring, baby. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, now that we got that out the way, I'm sorry. Because, you know, it's so Brooklyn. You know what I mean?
Gotta mention that. Easter.
Got him. But as you say, because mentorship, you know what I'm saying? Because we saw Ed on a few other platforms talking about, you know, he doesn't, you're not his artist. Yeah. He mentors you. Like he's sitting down telling you, you know, some of the ways to move within the industry. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different, you know, when you under somebody.
Yeah.
You know? So, how does that work out for you, like, you know, with him mentoring you?
So the thing is, I used to just be just a straight artist. And most artists, we just believe like, yo, I'm fire. This is all it takes. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of our legends and artists today get jerked out of things because they don't understand the business. So with Ed and Cool Rock Ski, it's more or less they're teaching me the business side. So now I understand what money I'm supposed to collect, how to collect it, where it's all supposed to come from. And this way, when I'm having discussions with, whether it be a label or an endorsement, whatever it is, the conversation's different. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I know what I need to do, and I know what I'm supposed to get.
You know come with I mean? A different approach, baby.
A different approach. Because we get it confused between culture and business. We think because, yeah, hip-hop is our culture. That's what we live it. Right? But we got to understand we're going to talk business. These people don't know our culture. They don't care to understand it. They just understand the dollars. But you have to go in there if you want to proceed with the culture and bring the culture in the door. You got to know the business side too. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because we sit down and we understand that we are the culture, but we don't actually control the culture.
Exactly.
So you know what I'm saying? To sit down and have someone like Ed mentoring you, who's been in the game for years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's been, I mean, Cool Rock, like
legend. You talk about legend. two legends. To have them behind you, you know what I mean? It should mean a lot.
Yeah, it's an honor. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely an honor. Like for me, it's an honor because it's like they're putting their legacy on you. You know what I'm saying? So I know I can't come out here and half step or anything. And they know that that's not what I'm here to do. They know that like the culture means a lot to me. Like I'm like hip hop is what I live. It's not like, oh, I want to be the superstar or whatever. Okay. It's just that this is who I am. You know what I'm saying?
So boom, you just said hip hop is something you live, right? Mm-hmm. Coming from the East, being an MC, being an artist, who set it off for you? Who was the artist that drew you into the culture, to the whole situation? Mm. Who, you know, not your top five or nothing like yeah. that. It don't gotta be in no order, but who so, at the time you heard this person and you was like, yo, I need to get into this. I need to be a part of this.
So my, like, as far as me picking up a pen yeah. and deciding to be, see, there's a difference between the hip hop culture and a rapper or someone who rhymes, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about the culture, I was just born into it. My parents was playing it, you know, my uncles, my older cousins. So I was just born into it. It was everywhere. You can't dodge it. As far as me becoming an artist and penning my own stuff, believe it or not, it didn't even start from the East Coast. It started actually from the West with Cube.
Okay.
But Ralph McDaniels.
No doubt, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I saw the video on his, on Video Music Box. So therefore, that made me want to write.
Right.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as rapping, I was rapping other people's stuff because as a kid, you know,
no doubt.
My funny story, my uncles was big Fat Boy fans. So it was three.
What up?
It was me and two of my cousins, right? Now, we're not fat. One of us is fat.
But they would
make us sing the songs. Okay. And I was Kool Rock Ski.
Oh, look.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like all of these, and even with Ed, like I knew all of Ed's songs by heart.
Oh, yeah.
Front to back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My cousin would, we go over it all the time. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where it sits. But as far as me penning, and be like, yo, this is what I want to do. It was kind of the whole Ice Cube thing because it was something interesting about him.
Nah, I'm an Ice Cube fan. I was an Ice Cube fan early. You know what? Not for nothing. We was on West Coast music early. You know what I mean? And when a lot of people wasn't messing with it out here. You know what I mean? So I was a big Ice Cube fan. Mm-hmm. Quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
N.W.A. You know what I mean?
Too short.
You know what I mean? It was a few of them out there. I was messing with
MC Hammer.
I don't know.
We gotta look at it like this though.
Like, the thing was that guy. They say Hammer wasn't nothing to play with.
He not no streets. I don't know why they acting like that without the Hammer.
But you wanna hear something crazy? You wanna hear something crazy though? Even though it was a joke.
Yeah.
A lot of things with Hammer.
At the time,
Hammer actually opened the doors for certain things for art, like commercials and everything else.
Everything Hammer was doing at the time. Hammer was doing at the time that they was making fun of, everybody wants that now. You want those endorsements.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You want to be shown on the big stage. You better have something else going on.
You
know what I mean? If your stage performance ain't hitting like that, you better have something in the background.
You better have something going on.
You better have something going on to keep that crowd's attention.
Yeah.
So everything he was doing that they was that they was shitting on at the time.
That's
everybody wants that now. They want that attention.
Yeah.
They want to be the star.
Hammer was on to something.
Yeah. Shout out to the West Coast.
Even though his music wasn't, you know, it wasn't my preference.
Yeah.
But being older now,
I respect. I know you was in your room talking about you can't touch this.
Talking about too legit to quit. Remember that shit?
Which
Hammer was your favorite Hammer? Can't touch this Hammer.
Or
pumps
NWA
in the bump.
Hammer?
Death Row Hammer when you come out bandana.
So when it comes to having these two great legends backing, do y'all ever get into a friendly competition? Because, you know, I know, you know, that pen game is a competition game. Do y'all ever get into it, like, in the rooms? You know, you be like, oh, man, that shit was kind of weak. Let me tell you how I would have wrote it.
Yeah.
Then you like, well, let me kill you on how you wrote it. Let me. Do y'all ever get into a little, nah?
Nah, you know why? Because, so the thing is, right, they're not in a space where they're making music right now, right?
Okay. Mm.
But for me, like daily, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
It's not a thing where it's like I'm an artist that raps when I have to rap. No, I'm like my days consist of, you know, my workout, my rehearsals, writing bars, practicing those bars for different situations. Because rehearsal is mainly for if I'm performing a show. But the other thing is more or less for like if I'm on the radio or something and I need to, you know, just the gestures and everything, getting everything down packed, the conditioning. So they know that I understand what I'm doing. Mm. You know what I mean? There's never been a point where it's like, nah.
That ain't it.
Now, grant you, I'm very critical of my own stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
But I have a listening team as well. Mm. So when I record something, I send it out to them, different ages, to get the feedback and see what I need to go in there and change. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't just like, bam, this is it, and then I swing it out there. Like there's calculations to what I do with the crap. But we've never sparred, but we have records together. I got two records with Ed. One is unreleased.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And I got, you know, the record with Kool Rock Ski.
Okay.
That we remixed, in fact, for my upcoming album. We had Mikey D add on to it, Mike Destruction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what's the new album?
The Syllabus.
When is it coming out?
We're shooting for June. We don't have an exact date. We got the single pumping, New York Sounds Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's called The Syllabus because we're teaching, I'm teaching that lyricism exists in all elements. So everything on there, every song is different, but you try to check the box on every possible thing you can do lyrically. I got some dope features. I got DMC. Mm-hmm. On there, he blessed me with a feature.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because actually, he was supposed to be on the record with me, Kool Rock Ski, and Mikey D.
Mm. How that work out, though? You get DMC on. Yo, that's crazy.
I'm about to tell you.
Yeah. How that work out to get DMC on the joint?
This how it
happened. That's
crazy. So, we do the remix to Realign.
Okay.
And I was like, Kool Rock was like, yo, we could get DMC to talk at the end. Mm. So, at the time, Kool Rock's phone was messed up. So, he gave me the number. He's like, yo, text him. Or call him and tell him, you know, jump on here. So I sat with the number for like a week.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to say to DMC.
What I'm going to say to DMC. Yeah, like, what I'm going to say. How I'm going to send this text. Yeah.
How's he going to respond?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Boom. Finally, I hit him up. So he's like, yeah, send me the record. I sent him the record. He hit me back. He's like, yo, listen, the record is dope. I think y'all are good. But what I want to do is I want to do a record with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
The phone across the room.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. So I took a minute to get the record together. I didn't want to do some old school. This is hip hop. He's an artist.
Yeah.
He's who he is for a reason.
Yeah.
So I did something real bar heavy called War Cry.
Okay.
And it's talking about hip hop being under attack and everything else. So once I got the Quincy Tones, shout out to Quincy Tones, he did the beat. I sent it to DMC. D was, I think, at the awards at the time, and that he didn't respond. So I'm like, damn, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna tell me it's a dub? What we doing? Like, right? You know what I mean? So Sunday, I'll never forget. Sunday night, he texted me and said, "Tomorrow night, you'll have my stems, my vocal stems in your email."
Okay.
Oh. And I was like, "So you liked it?" He's like, hell yes. I got that back, man. Listen, DMC sound like King of Rock DMC.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm.
Down with the King DMC. Like, I think it was a thing, and my wife joked about it. She's like, I think you pissed him off. Because, it's DMC.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go hard.
Yeah.
And the way it comes off is like, he was saying like, who do you think you're talking about?
Yeah,
the bar and he said, I'm the King of Rock, bow down and kneel.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, you know, it's a competition.
Some friendly
competition.
Yeah. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful record. You know what I mean? I got also got Mickey Fax on there, my man.
Okay.
Mickey Fax. You know what I mean? That'll be our second feature together. He's on my last album too. I got Kid Vicious.
Okay.
That's Royce the 5'9"'s brother. Speaking of Kid Vicious, you know, he got the Alien Gang platform. Actually it's a dojo for MCs.
Mm.
So it's him and then there's DT The Basement, where it's like online, artists pull up, you know what I mean? Spit their bars, get critiqued. People could spar if you got a problem with each other, get in the ring.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the tournament is basically based on, all right, your best three verses or whatever that you can come back and forth with. Mm. There's no breaks, there's no, really no preparation time.
So would you compare it to a battle rap situation?
On a meta.
Nah, you know why? Because battle rap is more aimed at if I can
make you look as stupid as possible, right? Mm-hmm. This is more based on who's superior, mm-hmm. lyrically. Skills. Who's checking the most boxes, you know what I'm saying? Delivery-wise, content-wise, everything, metaphors, everything, checking all the boxes. Okay. Now, whoever gets the one-up moves on and advances. There's a cash prize at the end, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's something we're doing online. But I got, Kid Vicious on there. He blessed me. Armani Rain, my Certified Nation team, It's Only Right. He's on there. We got a crazy joint. Yeah, some crazy joints on there, you know what I mean?
Sir. Yeah, so to have DMC, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? To have DMC bless you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And from where we from, you know what I mean? There are, of course, a lot of greats that have blessed the microphone. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody in particular? A few, let's not say one. We don't wanna single nobody out.
Yeah.
Is there any particular artist that you would love to spar with?
Oh yeah.
On a joint.
There's a few. So
give us a wish list of three. Get a wish list of three people.
Three?
Yeah, three. Just all three. Right.
First off, Nas.
Okay.
Ooh. That's number one.
That's my son.
Yeah.
That's my man right there. That's my man right there.
And that's because, you know, it was a heavy influence from him musically for me coming up. You know what I mean? Definitely Nas. I really want to spar with M. I want to see what that's about.
Hey, M, you want to go with M? I heard M about to drop something too. The word in the street.
I gotta get that in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm interested to see what we can create with those competitive juices. You know what I'm saying? Because he's very competitive and he's a student like I'm a student.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Dre did say he was the best rapper of all time, right?
Yeah, you think so?
He just said it.
You believe that?
I heard what Dr. Dre said.
I don't care what Dr. Dre said. I don't feel that way.
I feel like
I don't feel that. What that means?
I feel like he's a stellar artist and he's a master of his craft.
Okay.
Okay. With what he does. You know what I'm saying? The way he does it. As far as the best rapper, there is no best. Nas said it.
Okay.
Right? I said that in the DMC joint.
Okay.
Nas said it best. There ain't no best. So it's like, because it's preference.
Yeah, it's all opinion based.
It's preference. It's all opinion based. You know what I'm saying? So, but he's definitely, I would say he's definitely a master of what he does. You know what I mean? I say Nas, M, and.
Who's your third?
Yeah, rum roll, baby.
Number three, the top off that list, baby.
See, and this is all alive, right?
It's a wish list. Go ahead, man.
All things real. If I could get if I could get in there with like Big Pun. But then that's tough because. X was my guy too.
X, no doubt. That's all good.
But it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
You know what I'm saying?
But those two, like Nas and M, are like, that's my wish list that's left. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like I got joints from everybody that I've wanted to get joints from.
Okay.
And that's been a blessing because I didn't have to. They wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, like, that's the thing. I don't want to get a feature from somebody, like, and I'm not knocking artists from chasing down whoever hey, how much or whatever, but I want them to want to do it.
It's different when it's the love.
It's like they respect what you do, so it's that equal respect when you're coming in, y'all coming to create something, you know what I mean?
And we want to touch on that because everybody that come through on the stoop, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, they come through on the love tip, you know what I'm saying, and we want to say we appreciate everybody that comes through and touches.
Everybody that comes through, show us love.
Even if, you know what I'm saying?
Helping out, like I said.
Yeah, everybody. You check us out on YouTube.
You put it in your story. You like the post or whatever the case may be.
Yes, mm-hmm.
That's what we appreciate y'all out there. Word.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been tapped into y'all show for a minute, man.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate you having me.
Oh, man.
Yo, so listen, City. What I want to know is, what makes you different from out there from any other rapper? What's sticking out about you? What you want about the people to know? What story you trying to tell with your music? What's gonna separate you from any other artists out there right now? Why do people should run and go pick up your music?
Because it's my story. It's not. It's no gimmick with City the Great. Same person I am on the mic, and everything else, I'm off the mic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And my story can, I think that's what sticks out to people, is I'm not coming off as no pompous, I'm the greatest in the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm just coming off as someone who loves the culture and is serious about his craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm standing on my morals. Mm. It's taken some time. This has been a long journey. But I'm standing on morals. I'm not doing nothing just because. You know what I'm saying? Like this is all real. So I stuck to my guns, even my content. You don't see City the Great talking about I'm selling 1,000 keys and I've got guns all over my house and I've killed 1,000 people. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? That's not what I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a point of just being real, a general person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I feel like artists need to understand. If you look at every artist, right, that made it, they made it because they were different. Even these new guys that people are like, oh, they all sound the same, yeah, but they're different. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that uniqueness, you know what I mean? And that uniqueness comes from just being you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I push. And I'm also about the community, you know what I'm saying? I'm working with the youth as well. You know, I'm passing down what was bestowed upon me. The information, I'm passing that down. There's some young brothers I'm working with. They're 12 and 14.
No doubt. Mm. Tell the people out there what you're doing with the kids, because that's important. Tell them what you're doing with the youth out there.
So I got the young informed, and they're 12 and 14 years old. Noah and Matthew. They're from Queens.
Mm.
And they're teaching other kids and adults master classes and everything on how to deal with emotion, how to elevate not like your knowledge, how to deal with social situations and everything else. So, you know, I've kind of, I don't want to say I've taken them under the wing. I want to say I've partnered with them and having and just trying to bring more light to what they're doing.
So you're doing a little mentorship.
I'm doing, yeah, you know exactly. Okay. Yeah, I'm passing it down because, you know, like Malcolm X said a long time ago, our voices shouldn't be athletes and entertainers.
Yes.
And they've wiped out our leaders.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they focus mainly on the entertainers, telling people what they should do and everything. And that's not how it should be. So I see these young brothers as like, this is what they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They come from that background. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to shed light on them and get them to the forefront the best I can.
That's what's up. Nah, that's what's
I'm saying. Keep doing it.
Keep it up, because they're the future. So
they're
you know,
the future. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Word up.
It's, you know, because we look at things now, we hear people talking about, oh, there's no OGs and all this other stuff. But I think that when you come from a place of true mentorship, you know what I'm saying? Yo, we all got a job to do. It's not one person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like if we all say City the Great gets on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I might be City the Great's man. I might be behind City the Great, but I need to sit down now and figure out some where I could
what role I play.
Yeah, how I'm gonna figure this out.
Yeah.
Cause one day City might not be popping.
Yeah.
When City not popping, what I'm gonna say? City did me wrong.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why
we all gotta, you all gotta pitch in. We all gotta say, listen, I got an idea. I got an idea. Let me try this.
Yep.
Yo, and use whatever influence and resources we have to build on that. And it's a community.
When you do that,
it's a village.
When you build on and you support, you will keep City popping, City the Great popping.
Yeah.
He will
yeah.
never stop popping because the support system will keep you uplifted.
Keep you strong. Yeah, yeah.
Word.
And my thing is, like I tell people, the mission is bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to be the superstar, but I'm here to try to lead by example and push the culture forward the best I can. You know what I'm saying? And share the information. Like Certified Nation Entertainment, that's my movement.
And let's speak on that.
It's not a thing where we're just taking artists' money, like, oh, you need mixing and mastering, you need consultation, trademarking, blah, blah, blah. But we're giving them the service and we're educating them. Mm. This is why you need this. You know what I'm saying? And in the future, this is how you keep those checks and balances in place.
Mm.
So now I feel like if I spread that information, some people gonna hold it.
Yeah.
Some people gonna spread it. But that's what we lack. So I'm just trying to do my best and play my part. You know what I'm saying? along with my team. My homie, you know, it's only right. We've been doing this together for a long time.
Shout out to homie, what's his name?
It's only right, you know what I'm saying?
It's only right! It's only right!
See the shirt he has on, yeah. Write your own history? Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's the motto, write your own history.
No doubt.
Or?
Someone write it for you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's true. That's what it's all about, brother.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I understand this. You know, you get your time in and again. Once you get in, and you got your time in, right? The time when you're popping. There's gonna be a time when you're not popping.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it's over. And that's like you just now you transition go through the next door, transition to the next next phase. Like a lot of people don't want to let it go.
Yeah.
That's not a point of you letting it go. So you're growing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now you're empowering the culture because you're bringing up the next one. Like Ed did, like Ed and Cool doing with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How you feel about the current state of hip hop right now? How does it look to you? How does the young Or not necessarily the young, but the new, this new era of rap, and how does it feel to you?
It's not for me because I don't make kid music, but I want to say there's a lot of artists. I'm mainly tuned into the underground.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of young artists that's nasty.
Okay.
You know, this boy in 97 L's, he's in Philly.
Mm. Yeah.
Disgusting. There's a dude named Jay the Baptist. I think Jay the Baptist is from down south somewhere, but he's like 14 years old. Mm, nasty. Yeah. Like there's a lot of young, my little cousin even, LD4L. You know what I mean? He's over in Mississippi.
Mm.
Disgusting. You know what I'm saying? So there's some lyricists that's coming up. They just need the assistance. They need the light.
Yeah. When you looking at these young boys though, is that what you looking for? You looking for lyricism? Is that your I only ask that because I don't care what era of hip hop, you know, that we in. Mm-hmm. There's always been a time where we didn't always listen to the lyrical song.
Yeah, to the
you know
lyrical.
What I mean? Sometimes motherfucker wanna have some fun out there, you know what I mean? You wanna shake it up. So the lyrical song might not be the joint for the joint. So if you listening to these young peoples, is all you listening for is lyricism?
I'm listening.
Or you looking for somebody that can actually put a whole song together?
I'm looking for someone who can do everything.
Mm.
Because if you don't sit in a box, you know what I'm saying? A lyricist can do everything as well, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking for someone who can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also about content for me. Like, I'm not looking for somebody who, once again, is talking about I'm gonna kill everybody in the world. You know what I'm saying? I wanna see some skills. I wanna see what they can really do.
All right, well, I got a question. Do you see a difference in an MC and a lyricist?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to say this, like, all right, yeah and no, right? A lyricist could be an MC. I'm a lyricist, but I'm also an MC. I can move a crowd. You sit me in front of a crowd, I can, you know what I mean? I can control the crowd. I can move the crowd. You know what I'm saying? So a lyricist is just somebody I feel like that focuses on the substance matter, and they're a little more technical. So with them being more technical, they can kind of morph with whatever beat. You could throw whatever at them, and they can make it work.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
they're dealing with, when you're a lyricist and you're dealing with lyricism, it's not just about what you're penning, but it's also about the delivery. And the delivery is honestly the most thing that matters when you're spitting. Like, so, like, let's say I got a club joint. I got a catchy hook. I know how to deliver it. And the verse, I'm just going off lyrically. Now, someone who don't care about lyrics, they're more into the beat. They're into the hook.
Yeah,
I can sing along with the hook. Now, the verse is just like, I don't know what he's saying, but it sound good. That's all they care about.
The beat and the hook already got them. So they could care was they could care less about what's in the middle. You already got me.
Yeah.
The beat came on.
So that's why I say with a lyricist can do more than what, like, I hate to call it bubblegum, but kind of this bubblegum thing where it's like they can only do that.
Okay.
Like, you can't do what I'm doing. I can do what you're doing, but you can't do what I'm doing.
You think so? though a lot of
there's you know some what, that can.
You got some lyricists out here mm-hmm. that can't necessarily. You know what? Let me and I'll use this as an example. You got a lot of battle rappers out there. They spit. Mm-hmm. They get busy mm-hmm. on the one-on-one in competition. But when it comes to making a song, it doesn't necessarily transition the all same right, way yeah. as that battle went off. So you that's got these true. You got these lyricists out here, they get busy.
Yeah.
And they good out there. But to make that catchy song,
but let me ask you a question.
It doesn't necessarily come over
that.
Like that.
Let me ask you a question to that. Now, an MC and a lyricist, uh-huh. that mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily mean that's going to translate into song making.
That's the artist.
No doubt.
That's the artist.
That's the artist.
So
what you're saying is every motherfucker not an artist. Then that's what I just heard.
No.
That's every, what I just heard.
Put it like
just
this.
Now. Every motherfucker not an artist.
I'm gonna give you an
here
example.
You can rap, but you are you an
I'm gonna give you an example.
You can rap, but are you a master of your artistry?
Yeah. I'm gonna give you an example, right? most people, right, and before when it was artist development, they had to be taught how to make a song.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
When I was like 15 years old,
yeah.
I was in a group called MIA, Militant Industry Action. It was me and this other cat. And we was on the table for Sony. That was only because his dad was connected.
Okay.
So we, you know what I'm saying, we went through an artist development phase. Whereas though, I could rap all day. Give me a pen and a paper, I'll fill up the whole two pages.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what, like how to break that down or transition mm-hmm. into a song.
Okay.
So they just need to be taught how to create a song. Shout out to my boy Mickey Facts. I gotta plug this Pendulum Inc. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a
yeah,
school
yeah.
of lyricism. He's teaching these elements as well.
They need A&Rs though. They need to bring A&Rs back.
That's the interesting thing. If you pay attention to what's going on, is a lot of people that's resuming positions.
Mm. Okay.
Because before you had, at a point you had people who had degrees in psychology
mm-hmm.
and all of this other stuff making the decisions on who's gonna come into the game. Now you're getting people who are back into play. Like even, what's his name? Paul Rosenberg is over at Def Jam. Mm. Snoop is at Def Jam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rifkin is coming back. And he's pushing, we need A&Rs. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because the greatest thing that happened for the culture, and this is all going to make sense later as we see things unfold. The greatest thing that happened for the culture was Hip Hop 50th. Mm. Because Hip Hop 50th showed, without any fluff, because we're not going to pretend you guys aren't fluffing, but without any fluff, these OGs came out there, packed stadiums.
Mm.
Streaming numbers went up. Sales on merch, everything.
I think Versus helped too. Versus helped that.
Versus
helped a big impact on hip hop too.
That's another one. So all of these elements, but I mean like as far as on a higher scale, as far as they care about the money. Like, what makes us money, right? These labels care about that. So it's like, all right, we're spending all this money fluffing this guy up.
Mm-hmm.
We're spending money on this guy. He's going to be cool for like a week, 2 weeks, maybe
mm-hmm.
a month.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got to go find somebody else, restart this whole process, seat fillers, put seat fillers into the stadiums and shows to make it look like it's full.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But that shit, so that sells.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's transitioning. It's going to be a transition. Everything, cycles. If you pay attention to music, it cycles back around. So I think that's where we're at, is we're in a space, like look at Spotify, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spotify is making it where, hey, if you can't reach 1,000 plays, then we're not going to pay you. Mm-hmm. Now, it's just like record stores, right? Everybody, let's say everybody rap. You want to go into, let's say, back in Tower Records or whatever, the, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
The Wiz. You go in there, and let's say everybody had music in there. You're going to be like, yo, what am I buying? Right? Everybody don't belong there. Go to SoundCloud. Work your way up. Now go in the stores. So now artists that are upset, like, oh, they're not paying. They only paying once you get to 1,000. It shouldn't be a big deal if you already have a fan base.
Yeah.
So now you belong there. You're generating something. And once again, that's not, the money isn't great in that. You know what I mean? I'm being realistic.
Yeah.
But there's just transitions that are happening, you know what I mean? That I think are good for the music. And it's going to be a little minute, but I mm-hmm. think that we're going to get to hopefully, I'm praying that we get to a better space.
Now, we will get to a better space. Like, yeah. you know, it, this shit is crazy. It'd be up and down. Just like you said, it It's a circle. It'll go back around, and now we definitely gonna get
there. It ain't nothing like hip hop music.
holla.
But it's you know the craziest thing is we've grown up. Some of us have grown up with the whole 50 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we seen when they sat down and said rap is nothing but music, but noise on beats, to this being a multi-trillion-dollar business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And with the development of the internet, and you know what I'm saying, everybody now, because you know what I'm saying, you could get a fan base with the computer without needing an A&R. You know what I'm saying? Which, unfortunately, you need someone to tell you, to school you, not tell you, let's not, but to school you on how things could work.
I hear you, cuz you could get a fan base without the A&R, but this is why motherfuckers got complaints about these niggas' music and shit like that, and it's microwavable.
Yeah.
But you dig what I'm saying? Because nobody's standing behind them and be like, yo, you can do this, you can be more, you can have this, that, and the third, or develop your sound.
Yeah.
They got a hot joint. Yeah, they throw it out, and then you don't hear from
it's
these
over.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
But it's just like, look at it. We went from having A&Rs to tell you how to move actually within the music industry to now, no one is actually giving these guys any direction.
No.
So what the labels are doing?
With guns, man.
Labels are taking out. Labels taking out.
They gonna tell you what to do. I got the thing on me.
Think about like this. They just sliding. They're sneaking things in there. Like try this. Now put it like this. I'm not totally against labels at all. Period.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Because this is the thing that we have to understand. You have to deal with them at some capacity. There's no all this. We're all independent.
I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm gonna get some money. It's all gonna come to me.
Spotify, who won't stake in that?
Yeah.
YouTube Music, who won't stake in that? You're gonna have to deal with them in some capacity. Yeah. So the best thing is to educate yourself, you know what I'm saying? Or get educated and then go in there and have the conversation, because bad deals come from not knowing the information and not properly preparing. Mm. Like a lot of artists might just sign a contract. That's your fault. You didn't go to the lawyer. You didn't take it to a lawyer to look over. You didn't hire that. You didn't, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, we got to hold some accountability. Like, there's a good deal means that it's beneficial for both sides. It's never going to be where the artist eats everything. That's not good business.
I feel like the young generation, that's where they got us, where they got the older rappers beat. Like, I feel like they're more in tune to what's going on with the business side. Not all of them.
Well,
I feel like
shit like you said.
Say it again.
I think it's that microwave shit.
No doubt. Like they got a hot joint.
Nah, because with the internet now, with social media, like you could just go viral.
A
lot of them, that's the goal.
That's the goal.
Just to get that hot clip.
That's it.
And then take it from there.
Some shit and oh, people are doing a dance to my song.
Yeah.
That shit, I'm hot in my mind. I'm hot. That shit. Everybody's doing
the video. Nobody's thinking about the getting paid. Right? Like, because they're not getting paid. Okay. But this is the thing, too. Like, all right, you go viral, right? A lot of people are going viral, whatever, in their minds, right? Like, oh, this has 5 million views. Yeah, let's say they bought them. In actuality, nobody knows this went viral.
Okay.
Nobody. That shit does not work. It works for the industry because, or who they decide, like, we're gonna put this money behind it because they have the tools to make it make sense. You can't go viral with 1 million, 2 million views and you got 3 followers and 2 likes. And that video got 4 comments. And 3 of them are talking about DM for promotion. His name is Abu Dhabi. You know what I'm saying?
We get those too.
Yeah, exactly.
They be on it too. Like, yo, bro, I got saying, you.
Like there is a science to this, right?
Okay.
Like, for instance, like what I do is I engage with the people. Algorithm works to what you do.
Okay.
So however you move on the internet, and it takes time, you gotta play your part, but however you move on the internet is what you're gonna attract. So the reason you might see, I might not get crazy likes, I might get a nice amount of views, but in a lot of comments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I always got comments because I'm sliding into the algorithm of people who like and comment and view and stuff like that. And then I take it upon myself to turn that into a fan base, get them hooked, talk to them a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because engagement is everything. And then the labels, people think they're getting away with it by doing this fluffing, but they forget there's a database for them to look and see where all these are coming from. So if they see like, oh, this guy's popping in Australia, and nobody listens to him in America. He like 17 years old. Word. He's never been off his block. So we got to make it make sense, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the saturation comes from before we couldn't see all of this going on. Now we can see it by picking up our phone. But if we really pay attention to the people that's really popping, right, that really get on, all of their stuff makes sense. There's only a few gonna go through the door. A lot of them aren't. You know what I mean? So a lot of people hustling backwards. I'm gonna spend all this money on studio time. I'm gonna spend this on videos. I'm gonna spend more money on trying to fluff it on YouTube. And I'm gonna spend more money. So when do you make your money back? And a lot of them fall off and disappear, start to fall off and trickle off because now they've spent all their money and they're struggling.
And they ain't making them back. And they ain't making no re-up.
They
ain't making no re-up bread. So you can't cop. You can't cop. You ain't making no re-up bread, baby. You can't,
Yeah, so like, that's what I mean. It got to make it make sense. Like, I maneuver, I understand that everything takes time. So like, everything I'm doing now is, I want to say 10 years worth of work consistent. You know what I'm saying? I'm not concerned with, it's not about how many people following you, it's about who follow you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not concerned with, I post something, I'm not one of them people get online, yo, why ain't nobody liking my stuff? Like, you look stupid.
Why ain't nobody liking my stuff?
You spend all that time, get in the studio. Go get
Yeah. Where the work at?
Where the work at? So, this is 10 years worth of hard work and staying consistent with what I'm doing because I'm like, all right, the people who taught me been to the mountaintop. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to tell me wrong, and I'm going to take my time. This is no overnight thing. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
It's not.
It's a marathon. It's not.
No doubt.
You tell, like, the youth, like, when they come to you, like, because, like, how do you measure success, right?
Yeah.
Let's say, because you're going to have some young kids that, again, when you go to the drill scene and shit like that, they're like, oh, but everybody's doing that. And you want me to be, quote, unquote, myself, but nobody's trying to hear myself. They want to hear that. So, like, when you got a lyricist, right? True lyricist, like you said, that could do everything. So, it's like, do you feel like he kind of, like, stunts his own growth because he's like, yo, I could do that shit. Like Jay said, I used to want to rhyme like Common Sense.
Sense.
So it's like, the young kids now is like, yo, I could do the lyricist shit, but nobody's feeling me. They want to hear me do the shoot 'em up, like, you know what I'm saying?
This is the thing. It's not the music that sells. It's the brand, which is you. So it's about your story, your charisma. That's why I said it's about you. If you could have all of the could be great. You could have the greatest catchy hook, whatever. But if people don't, man, I don't like son, what does he do? Who is he? You know what I'm saying? That's the main point, is who are you? You got to sell you for people. Because like I always tell them, they're like, yo, I got some fire. Okay, everybody got fire. You know what I mean? Why am I going
to
listen to
him? Why am I listening to you? That's why I'm like, yo,
you know what I mean? Like,
what's going to make you stick out from anybody else out here doing their numbers?
It got to be something about you that people attract to. Now, if you're like, oh, I've just bought a whole bunch of chains, okay? And?
Nah, but City, that's why they pull up to the stoop, Daddy, because everybody else sitting in the room. They sitting at that table with the mic in front of them, bent over to the left, and we outside, baby. So pull up to the stoop. It's love over here. You hear that?
Outside. If you're not outside, it's not going to work, too. You can't, listen, you can't just sit in the house and believe that somebody's looking for you. Nobody's looking for you. Who are you? I can get you down the block. Like, you got to come outside. You got to, you know what I mean, create content. You got to, there's a lot of work that goes into this. This isn't like you just sit in the house, record something, throw it on sound. Don't believe those stories. I know there's a few dudes that was capping with that story, and I've been in the same studio when they recorded those hits.
Okay.
And I ain't going to say no names. But they recorded them hits. and their story was totally different. I did this in the living room, and I didn't know. Like, son, I was there, next door.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
So. You know what I'm saying? We want to say, yo, we appreciate you.
Thank
you. Keep spreading that love and that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Because we all need the knowledge. You know what I mean? And this isn't for motherfucking just rap. It's Speak about up, everything in life.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? We need knowledge. And you know what I'm saying? There was a time we had encyclopedias. Mm-hmm. Nobody going to encyclopedia no more. Everybody online.
Yeah.
So they ain't got to go to the library mm-hmm. for the encyclopedia. They go straight to their crib, to the laptop, to the phone. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? When it comes for somebody that's actually doing it,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just hits different.
It hits different. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You in it. You currently in the war.
Yeah.
That's the goal, man. I feel like if I can lead by example, you know, I could, like what Pac say, he's like, I might not be the one to spark the revolution, but I might spark the mind that does.
No doubt.
So that's the mentality I go into this in. I don't, like I said, I'm confident. I'm not cocky. I'm here to grow. You know what I mean? And I want to be part of an era. Be like, remember we had eras, like golden era was the last era. No I want to be like, yo, I want to be talking to like my kids and grandkids, like, yo, my era.
Yeah.
So that's why I'll be showing love. Yeah.
That's where we at now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Our era, we did this, we did that. You know what I mean? So we in that position right now.
Yeah. Like, yo, in my era, I was on, you know what I mean, No Place Like Home.
On the stoop.
Catch me on the stoop, baby.
Catch me on the stoop, man.
Yeah, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, man.
For pulling up, huh?
Thank you.
Huh? Again, shout to the East.
Yeah.
Shout out to East New York. What up,
yo,
baby?
Ed, Kool Rock. Yo, y'all got a go.
Y'all got one right here.
I appreciate it. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Tell the people before we get out there, tell the people where they can catch you. Tell them when the new music coming out.
True.
Tell them about the album. Tell them all that right now. All right,
so check it out. You can find me everywhere. City the Great. CITYTHEGREAT. I got to spell that for people.
Nah, it's all good.
But yo. City the Great, all platforms. Like I said, the Syllabus album is dropping in June. And I currently got a project out, The Guillotine. Check that out. That's with my homeboy, Rain. He's from Michigan, Flint. You know what I'm saying? We did a collabo project that dropped in December. You know what I mean? Some real lyricism. So, yeah, stay tapped in with me, and I follow back.
Holla. Don't we got something over there, though? Don't we got something right there over there, cuzzo?
Oh, yeah. We got some.
Pass that box right there.
Nah, this one right there.
Oh, that one right there? Okay.
Because you know what I'm saying? Because what you say, Kurt? What was in the house?
When the East is in the house.
Oh, my God,
baby.
You know what I'm saying? We want to say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We from the East over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? East New York in the building.
Holla.
You know what I'm saying? And we appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Because We got love, especially from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn, baby. Well, we got for the whole homie, Brooklyn.
Shout out to the big homie Blase too.
And pull up. We would love to have you, baby.
Yeah, that's another one of my big bros. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I appreciate this.
No doubt. And as always, y'all know what it is. 237, catch us on the stoop. No place like home, baby. 100.